Queensland's 2025-26 budget will be revealed in a matter of hours. We already know it'll include an extension of the first homeowner grant and a cut to stamp duty. But Master Builders CEO Paul Bidwell says more investment is needed to tackle the local housing crisis, including higher pay for apprentices.
We're looking for additional funding to attract and retain apprentices, for a subsidy on first-year wages and incentives for completion. We know that we've got young men and women coming into the industry, but quite often they fall away before they complete.
Also in the budget is investment for early works on two major infrastructure projects, the Mooloolah River Interchange upgrade and the Wave Transport System. Coast boaties failing to follow life jacket laws will soon be fined. Starting from July 1, Maritime Safety Queensland and partner agencies will start issuing $333 fines for anyone not complying. It comes after a seven-month grace period, with boaties issued warnings and education instead of being slapped with infringements. Around $500,000 in funding will be shared by local not-for-profits in the Noosa region. Mayor Frank Wilkie says the investment supports the vital work that community and environment groups do to enhance the livability, sustainability and social fabric of the Noosa Shire.
This supports a wide range of community and environmental initiatives across the Shire, and they really help strengthen community resilience and deliver on-ground projects, events. They strengthen alliances. Some grants recognise the consistent work that various groups do, so they'll get funding over 3 years.
And another sod-turning ceremony will happen in Caloundra South today. Ground will be broken to mark the beginning of construction on the new Aura Parklands development by Stockland. Aura Parklands is expected to be finished by the end of next year and will form part of the larger recreational park, which is currently under planning.